I don't know why, and I didn't even know if this was normal or maybe not. I know a lot of women, you know, it's when you have an abortion, it's always generally about the woman. You know, it's always the woman because it's supposed to be the woman's right and it's her body and you could do whatever you want to do. And I've battled a long time because the enemy said, how can you stand up and say that you're against abortion when you had an abortion? And I thought, well, because I didn't know any better. And because I didn't know God, and because I didn't know that it was wrong. And now I know the truth, and so now I have to stand for truth. But when I had the abortion, my heart always broke, not just for me, but also for the father. And a couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to share my testimony at the church that we attend, and we had a women's meeting. God had me share my testimony. And I went home and I was telling my husband, I said, you know, I said, I know God's forgiven me and I know that he's healed me. And I said, but man, my heart breaks still for the Father. And I said, because I don't know if he's received that healing, you know. I don't know if he beats himself up every day. I don't know. And I know God says it's not my job to you know, have to try to track him down. I mean, I know God can take care of him, but it's still, you know, it doesn't affect just the woman. It really doesn't. It really affects the man too. And, you know, I've prayed a lot for him because the last I had heard, he had never gotten married and never had children. And, you know, the enemy uses that against me to say, see, it's all your fault. But I was a kid, and I didn't know any better. And I'm not going to allow the enemy to bring guilt and condemnation when God's already set me free. But I just want you to know, like, God, I think God gave me that heart because I want people to know that it really isn't just the women who suffer. It really is the men who suffer, too. You know, the men, I think they deal with it in a different way, you know, and they never talk about it. It's never even talked about. It's not like, you know, they never discuss, oh, yeah, guys, you know, we're sorry that you had an abortion, you know. There's no support groups for guys. All the support groups are for women. And I just believe that God wants to, you know, bring awareness that it's not that he's not for us women, because he is, but also that he loves men, you know, and that this affects men, and it affects everybody around you. You know, my mom was with me when I had the abortion, and like I said, I didn't realize the effect that it had on her until God healed me the very first time that I received my healing for the abortion, and it's been a process. It's like God will do this, and then you're like, yeah, and then later on, like I said, I just got the healing for the memory yesterday, which I've been praying for years. And but my mom, that night that, and I don't even know if Cindy remembers this or not, it was at a Bible study, and we were praying, and there was another girl there that had an abortion, and so, you know, they were ministering, and they said, well, you know, Cindy said, well, let's just pray for, and if anybody here has ever had an abortion, we're going to pray. And I had never told anybody that I ever had an abortion. I mean, that's not something you just tell people. And so, you know, I stood up and I just felt like, oh God, they're really going to think I'm awful now. And, you know, they didn't judge me once again. They just loved me. And I remember praying and knowing that God had forgiven me. Like, that was the time that I really, really received his forgiveness for the abortion. And I was so excited. And I honestly believe, and I know God does healings differently with everybody, but for me, this is what he did for me personally. And I think it wasn't just for me, I also believe it was for my mom. But during the, as we were praying and I was just really, you know, receiving the God's forgiveness, I really believe God let me see my child. And I thought for a minute I was crazy. I thought, I'm just making this up in my head. I know I'm making this up in my head. I'm like, this is crazy. But I was so excited of to receive God's forgiveness. So I went home and I was telling my mom. My mom and I are very close and we share everything, you know, and we have a great relationship. And I was like, Mom, I'm like, God, I just know he's forgiven me. I know he's forgiven me. And, you know, we prayed tonight and I just really feel like God's forgiven me. And I said, Mom, this is going to sound crazy. And I was like, but I really, really feel like God showed me my child. And I was like, and I don't know if I'm crazy or if God really showed me, but you know, and I started to describe what this child looked like. And my mom actually finished it. And I was like, how do you know? And she said, because, she said, I've had to cry out and ask God for forgiveness. And I had to ask God to heal me and to forgive me because I allowed this to happen. You know, I was part of it. I could have stopped it and said no, but I was terrified. I didn't know what to do. And so, you know, I had a hand in it too. And in that, God allowed her to see the same image that he showed me. And I thought, God, once again, you blow me away with your goodness. You know, God is so good. He's just so good. And I feel like so many times over and over, and I hate to use the word prove, but I feel like God's constantly showing me his goodness. And it's almost like, God, you don't have to prove it to me. I know you're good. But it's like, no, I want to show you. And I think that's his way of blessing us, is he wants to show us his goodness. He wants to say, look, you might have done this, but I'm bigger and I can heal you. And then you get this. And I don't deserve anything. I know I deserve nothing. I don't deserve anything. And the only reason he gives it is because he's good and he's God and he's full of grace and he's full of mercy and he's full of love, you know. And I don't take what he did on the cross lightly at all. I don't take what he does for me every day lightly. And at times it may have seemed like I took a lot of things very lightly. And it was just because I really had a lot of junk in me that God had to deal with and get out. And, you know, and again, I think one of the best teachings, there's so many teachings that I've heard that have just been so good. But there's a lot that stand out to me. One of the ones is, you know, always, when God's dealing with you, be open to it. You know, be open to allow him to deal with you. Be open to correction. Be teachable. And always let God deal with you. Don't worry about the other person. Let him deal with you, you know, because he's not concerned. He's like, I got this taken care of. I'm not trying to get you to deal with that. I want you to deal with you. And it's only because he loves us, you know. It's everything he does is out of love. Everything that he does is out of love. Even judgment is out of love. It's all his love. And so I just, you know, just wanted to share that it's taken me a while. It's taken a few years to get to this place. And I'm sure Cindy's probably back there going, yes, finally, God. Because, you know, but I thank God for the wonderful people he's put in my life, for the godly people that he's put in my life to give me direction and to guide me and to counsel me. You know, I believe godly counsel is so important. And I think when you ask for godly counsel and you seek godly counsel, you need to be willing to receive it also. Because you can listen, but if you don't receive it, then it's not going to do any good. And it's not always, like I said, it's not always easy, because I know many times there were things Cindy said to me, it was not easy, but I still love her, and I so thank God that she did not just tell me what I wanted to hear, that she loved me enough to really speak truth into my life. And, you know, I'm just so thankful. I feel so blessed. In spite of all the things that I've done, I look at my life and I feel so amazingly blessed. And I feel like, God, I don't even deserve all your goodness, but I thank you for it, you know. And And I thank God just for giving me strength and the ability to be able to just stand for his righteousness and to be able to stand for him and that he would be glorified. Because it's not anything I've ever done. You know, it's all about what he's done, and I'm just thankful for that. So, thank you.
And she didn't totally get to this, but Guy's brought her a wonderful husband, Donnie.
Yes.
And so together they had two children, plus her other two children. So she has four children.
Yes.
And her daughter is married to a Christian guy, and she's like at this point in time, depending on when you're hearing this, she has, you know, two sons and another child on the way. Mm-hmm. And her son is living for the Lord. His name's Christian. I love Christian.
I know.
And he's really given his life completely to the Lord. And so, and her parents both got totally saved from head to toe.
Yes.
And have been serving God for years and are awesome, wonderful people who love God. And so she really is a testimony of the faithfulness of God. Amen. The faithfulness of God. And let me say, and I've said this, you know, a lot of the ministry has been immature because she started in this ministry way back when, you know, Harsh was really probably not God Harsh, but Cindy Harsh. But she was so open to hear what God wanted to say and to receive that and to take that in. And I just want to encourage all of us, there's people in your lives that you need to pour into. Like, you don't have to be I wasn't a pastor, I wasn't a minister. We just had a home Bible study when we poured into Monica and went to the hospital. And I also want to encourage everyone, you know, here and everyone listening to this, we as the body of Christ, we need to walk in love.
Yeah.
We need to walk in love. Love changes things. Not wink at sin.
No.
Recognize it's a sin and deal with it as sin and get that person to the cross. Amen? But we need to walk in a love and a forgiveness. And one of the things the Lord put on my heart, after somebody really messes up, the name of our ministry should be, now what?
Yeah.
Now what do I do to restore them? Now what do I do to bring them to Christ? Now what do I do to see the power and the victory of Christ make them whole? Amen? So let's get rid of our judgmental attitudes and let's say, what's our now what? Mm-hmm. Now what can I do? Even for your own children, now what can I do, Lord, to restore them to Christ? Now what can I do for this person? And I just pray, I just want to end this teaching with, let's just pray, Heavenly Father, would you help us to have the heart you have? And your heart is,
yes.
Your heart was, now what? I'll send Jesus to die for them. And then, Jesus, your heart was, now what? I'll send the Holy Spirit to live in them.
Yes.
And so, Father, the Holy Spirit's heart of now what? Now we will yield to you, Holy Spirit, and we will love like you love, and we will pour out your great, great love and mercy on everyone that you bring in our path.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.